Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
Hey, this is a really good topic this morning. We heard from Linda on the email, and it's about dogs, dog names, which is something a bit fun.
A fantastic email, and my workmates at Righteous Pups will be laughing their heads off. Our email is Linda and her husband are just about to get a new pup, and they're thinking about what kind of name that they should call their puppy. They have heard somewhere that an unusual name is better, so that the dog doesn't get confused. Is this true? And what should they do? Well, this is hilarious, Sean, because I'm probably about the most unqualified person to call a dog. We had an assistance dog called Grace, and she needed every ounce of it. I then called another one of our assistance dogs, Faith, and she was a villain. I named Noble, and he's a scaredy cat. And I think the only one that's ever gone on to the great heights was Destiny, and she found a great family and is been loved and cared for ever since. So
your strike rate's not so good.
My strike weight is absolutely appalling. But I do think there's a lot in a name. Dogs are very smart with words, so they can they will cope with whatever name they get. But I think for us, it's good to pick a different names and something that is pleasurable to us, because then you often smile when you say the word. So my next dog, I'm going to call my next dog Timber.
Yep.
But something that's pleasurable, something that's easy to say. Now, if you do have two dogs in the household, it's very important that you do have different syllables. So Fred and Ed is going to get them both confused, and they're always going to have this little bit of drama. But probably the most common names we see is Bella for a girl,
yep.
As you were saying before, Jack for a boy, and every now and again we get some unusual names, but there's a lot in a name, I think.
And I think what happens is when you call your dog a certain name, it becomes that name, doesn't it?
It does, exactly. And it's a great way to give this dog a gift of a really, really awesome name.
A bit of a personality as well.
And hopefully, unlike me, they will live up to it.
So something short, something memorable, something happy, something that stands out a bit, something the dog will respond to. Is that some
exactly
on the right track?
Exactly right. Dogs, we know through science, they're very good with words. There's a dog called Chaser that people might have seen who's been on 60 Minutes in America, who's learnt over 1,000 words. So they're very good. But often as Australians, we tend to shorten names.
Yep.
So having something that is clear, that's there, that's relevant to the dog, and that's different from anybody else in the household, you'll do fine.
But don't take your advice on what you've done.
Don't let me help you pick the name.
If you're having a problem with a dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk in next Saturday
Thanks,
morning.
Thanks, Sean. Good luck, Linda.